Oh, yeah. The NHL season is, well, we're not going to hear that theme any longer, is officially canceled. But don't be glum. You can still get your fix. All you need is one of these, which is here in the studio with me now on the table. Sal Capizzi brought it in. Sal, tell us about your hockey rink that you brought in for us this morning.
Well, it's an old classic Coleco game. It's from the 80s. They've been around they started early in the 50s and 60s, and now they've gone under, and now there's other companies, toy companies, that have created new kind of games, and there's all sorts that are out there. It's just all to whatever your liking is.
And we've got a classic game going here. We got the Jets against the Canadians, right?
Go Habs, go.
What? Go Habs, go? Not go Habs, go. Okay, what we got? We've got Hedberg here. I got Hobby Bullen in Nets now. Okay, now you're pretty good at this game. Like you're an awesome player of tabletop hockey, right?
Been playing for over 30 years, so.
And you're a regular champion, right?
In our league, yes.
Yeah, in your league, and I noticed that the Capizzi family is very good at this game. You've got brothers and relatives that play, right?
Yeah, I got one brother, Tony, and my couple of cousins. Mike and Antonio that are in our league also.
Okay. So, now, nice action on this game. How old is this game?
This one's about 20 years old.
Yeah, because I was looking at the logos along the side. You still got the Whalers on there and the Nordique and the Jets and such.
When hockey was hockey.
When hockey was hockey. Okay, so... So can we play? Now, Janice, can you do the play-by-play for us here?
I'll give it the old college try there, Terry.
All right, so I got... forward here, all set to go.
Okay.
How does the puck drop?
Right through the score clock here in the middle.
Oh, cool. All right. So very
okay.
nice.
Here
all
we
right.
go.
Okay. Okay. So Sal's dropping the puck through the roof.
Oh, he's right.
And Javi Bullen coming up. And Tommy Bergman for the Jets.
Okay.
And
then a shot on that. Get around the back of the net.
And the game is the ice is moving all over the little table here.
Uh-oh.
Sal's actually making plays here,
Terry.
I
can't believe that Sal hasn't scored yet. All right.
Okay, then the defense blocks the shot. Falls in front of the net. Sal's really stick-handling.
A lot of stick-handling there. I kept it out of the corner of the net. Yeah. Sal's clearly in control of this game.
Yeah. Terry's got a few pylon players here.
Sorry. Hold it. The goalie was stuck. Ah!
Oh,
shot
nice
right on.
But I saved it.
Okay, and we're down back in the Canadians' end. See, the Canadians are visiting the Jets here. They've got their white jerseys on.
And the whole crowd's wearing white too, Terry. Everybody around the whole arena is wearing white.
They're really backing me here.
Yeah.
We still haven't got a goal.
No.
Guy Lafleur et les Bleus. Okay, so who was that scored?
Guy Lafleur.
Oh, Lafleur, of course. Okay.
Okay, let's pull Javi Bullen and put someone else in.
Yeah, right. Now, how often do you play this?
We get together maybe monthly, every 5-6 weeks or so, and when the guys can get together. No set schedule.
No set schedule. No. But how many games would you play in a season?
We've ranged anywhere from 150, 60 to our average probably is around 50 now as the guys get older and we got families and kids and jobs more to worry about. We're not as young as we used to be.
Now, when I was a kid, tabletop hockey was awesome, but there was no PlayStation 2 then. Do you also play like PlayStation hockey?
No, I think that's what sort of got the table hockey to lose some of its value or whatever in the mid-80s when all the Ataris and Intellivisions and Sony PlayStations all came out. Then table hockey started to go away and it started to pick up big in Europe and... Now it's very big in Europe, and I think it's slowly starting to make its comeback back in North America, in the States and Canada especially.
You got interchangeable players. Can you pop these off and change the teams?
Yeah.
Who else do you have?
Every other team.
Oh, really?
Anyone's.
How do you print the players?
Well, now with the digital age here, with the computer, it makes it pretty simple. So we scanned in our own players and
you know, I had a problem with my tabletop game at home. I lost the puck, and I went looking around in toy stores to find a decent replacement puck.
I'll get you one, and we got a whole bunch of extras.
Oh,
you always got to have extra parts. Parts wear out, especially when you got a few players like my brother and my cousins. When they go at it, they just shake the game and rock it and break springs.
Yeah, that's the problem, too, with like really enthusiastic players who pick up the game. Now, so let's talk a bit more seriously, though, about the decision that came down yesterday from Bettman. How are you feeling today?
Well, as a fan, you definitely like to see hockey, but, you know, and this is a time of, where you start to realize what's important in life. And, you know, if these guys can't settle it, you know, life goes on. And I encourage all the people out there to, you know, support the Moose, support college hockey, support Pee Wee hockey. There's lots of hockey that's out there. It's just the NHL that's not out there right now.
Now, do you still play hockey on the ice yourself?
We don't play ice. We play, actually, a lot of the guys that play in the table hockey league, a lot of us play also on either sponge hockey teams or floor hockey leagues.
I'm very glad to see that you brought in the Stanley Cup as well. Can we award it tonight? Do we have to give it to the Canadians? I mean, you did score first, and maybe this was sudden death overtime here. With a very nice replica of the cup, and I was looking at it, they've even got all the teams on here in the tiniest possible writing. All right, well, thanks a lot, and I'm glad you came in. And,
thank you for having me down.
I didn't do too badly.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I thought you were going to score in like the first 5 seconds. All right, Sal, thanks a lot.
Okay, can I say hi to a few friends? Out
go right ahead.
I'd like to say I'll hi to all the guys there that are listening to your show this morning, from my brother Tony, Antonio, Mike, Dave, Brian, Ian, Walter, Jay, and my mom and dad, and my new dog, Macy. Hi, guys.
And congratulations to LaFleur for being able to score so well there.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
And that's Sal Capizzi. He's a member of the Winnipeg Table Hockey League. What are you doing, by the way, to get your hockey fix? Why don't you tell us by calling the listener line at 788-3205.
Don't you love a guy that thanks his dog? I think that's amazing. You know, Terry, a lot of people might be wondering what Don Cherry's thinking all about this. Last night, he was Peter Mansbridge's guest on CBC TV's The National.